I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Janet Gotkin. She is with the Santa Fe chapter of NOW, the National Organization for Women. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
And you are co-organizing an event called, or a series of events called, Santa Fe Women's Film Series, Before There Was Choice. And the first event is actually a film that's being shown tonight at the Santa Fe Community College. We'll talk about that in a moment. But this is a film series about reproductive choice and birth control and abortion and family planning and all of that stuff as it's dramatized in the movies. Why'd you decide to do that now?
Well, we felt it was really important in the current, with current challenges to abortion in this country, to create a place where we could talk about abortion and possibly, hopefully, we could communicate to young women what it was like in this country when abortion was not available, when it was illegal. So that was the thinking behind creating this series of iconic and outstanding women's films that deal with abortion and reproductive rights.
What was it like in this country before abortion was legal?
Well, it was a pretty horrifying scenario. If you were a wealthy woman and you wanted to terminate your pregnancy, you could go to Europe or you could go to Canada and you could get a safe abortion. Otherwise, it was the back alley abortion. Women died of self-induced abortions. They died of dirty, illegal abortions. It was a horrifying time for women. And we hope never to go back to that in this country. One of our concerns is that abortion became legal in this country through the Supreme Court decision Roe versus Wade in 1973. But women born since then are in many cases not aware of what that was like. And that was, we're hoping to show this and create an atmosphere where we can talk about abortion and undemonize it, unshame it, so that we could really begin to discuss with young women what their options are.
I mean, I think it's important to remember that abortion is a backup for other kinds of birth control, and as long as other kinds of birth control are readily available and young women and men understand them, maybe learn in school or learn wherever they can learn about these things, abortion becomes less necessary.
Absolutely. But, you know, there's an attack on birth control as well. During the Bush years, the only funding for reproductive planning, so to speak, was abstinence-only programs. And actually, under Obama, they're still being funded to a certain extent, which is pretty horrifying.
They so don't work.
They so don't work. But there's a lot of pressure on the religious right for abstinence-only. And in actuality, in women's lives, I don't really remember what the number is, but one in four women or possibly one in three is going to experience an unwanted pregnancy because things happen. Birth control fails. So it's really important to have this, to have access to emergency contraception, and to remember that still abortion is a legal medical procedure in this country, as much as it's been demonized over the last 25 years.
And as we know and have discussed on this program, unwanted pregnancies that result in new people on this planet often also result in child and women's poverty.
No question. We're in New Mexico. We are a rural state. We are a poor state. And poor women are unduly challenged when it comes to health in general and reproductive health. We're also very fortunate in New Mexico that we have a Medicaid funding for abortion as part of our state law. We also have an equal rights amendment in New Mexico, which is quite extraordinary. But poor women are challenged. The only two counties in New Mexico where you can get an abortion are Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. So women have to travel long distances. One of our secondary purposes to this film series is to raise money for a new venture between Santa Fe NOW and the New Mexico Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. This is a fund called the Pro-Choice Safety Network Fund. We're going to be raising money money and hope to do some through these films as a start to help low-income women pay for non-medical expenses like transportation, a bus ticket if you're coming from Farmington, an overnight stay if you're here from Las Cruces, meals, babysitting expenses, and so on. Right now, nothing is really covering that, and we're hoping to create that and siphon that money through the abortion providers, through Planned Parenthood, through the Religious Coalition.
Now, tonight, the film that's being shown at the Santa Fe Community College is called Vera Drake, and afterwards there will be... What time is that at?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the community college, and after that there will be a discussion which will be led by Elizabeth Buchan, who is a doctor, and she's also the director of women's health policy at the Southwest Women's Law Center.
Yes, Elizabeth is a wonderful, interesting woman who worked in direct medical reproductive health services for quite a number of years in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and now is working with the Southwest Women's Law Center. She's going to be introducing Vera Drake, and she's going to be facilitating a discussion afterwards of some of the issues that are raised. Vera Drake is an extraordinarily wonderful movie. Imelda Staunton got an Oscar nomination for it. It's a very, very moving portrait of a woman, a working-class woman in England in the 1950s, who finds herself helping poor women end their pregnancies and ends up in a lot of trouble afterwards. Kind of.
Janet Godkin is with the Santa Fe chapter of NOW. If people want more information, what is the email to reach you?
It's info@nowsantafe.org.
Janet Godkin, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.